Yeah, another interesting story. As long as we're going to argue religion, I did want to comment on this one, which I thought, speaking of, I won't say hypocrisy, but this chuckled me when I saw this story here recently. We had a what is it, 20,000 people in St. Louis for a global prayer fest or whatever, the Global Day of Prayer. Sorry, Global Day of Prayer at Busch Stadium this past Sunday. First one. 200 million people, 150 countries. St. Louis event expected to be one of the largest in the country, more than 30 states, Washington, D.C. participating. Apparently was inspired in part or in Busch Stadium based on the success of the Christian Family Day at the ballpark, whose motto is baseball, hot dogs, and Jesus Christ. I know Jesus was a big baseball fan, so that makes perfect sense to me. Anyway, this one was originated in Cape Town, South Africa, probably a good thing, 2001, and now they've gone global with it. But as usual, you get some detractors on this stuff. Some people saying, no, it's not a good idea to have these global days of prayer out in public. In particular, here's a quote here from this guy, Jesus of Nazareth, who some claim apparently is an expert on prayer. And he's quoted as saying in some book, Matthew 6:5-6, whatever that is, "When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who stand in the synagogues and the street corners where they may be seen by men. Because I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go to your room and shut your door and pray to your Father in secret. Your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly." What does he know? Anyway, we're at the end of this Lone Ranger program for another week. You can stay tuned tonight. John Batchelor will take you all the way to 6 a.m. Liz Brown, the morning wake-up call, 6 a.m. to 10. Conspiracy Hunter, Decent Guy Don Griffin tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Until we talk again next week, remember the words of Davy Crockett. First, make sure you're right, then go ahead. And this public service announcement, Grandma Botkin, we remind you, please turn off your radio before you go to sleep.
On your AM dial, WGNU.